Psalm 89 verses 48. Psalms 89 verses 48. What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of grave, of the grave? You know, I don't read my English Bible, but whenever I come to US, you know, that time I need to prepare lessons, so I read English Bible. And then I have been reading from New King James Version. Until the past week, when I am preparing this lesson, I found some difficulties, you know, the words that didn't make good sense, you know, as they make in our own language, Telugu. So here he talks about the grave, the power of grave. But I found that English Standard Version probably a little better. I mean, I'm not going to debate on that, because, and I will leave my Bible here, English Bible, and go back to my Telugu Bible. So the English Bible says, what man can live, the English Version says, what man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? So these two questions the psalmist is asking, that is there any man in this world who can live forever and never see the death? And that the second question he asks is, who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? The answer to these questions, we know as the members of the Lord's Church, as Bible students who have been studying the Bible for a long time. But I want every one of you to answer these questions within yourself. And then when we get done, we'll see whether we are on the same page or not. So, question number one is, what man can see, what man can live and never see death? Of course, all human beings are dying. There is only one exemption that we find in the New Testament, that is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 and 17. Paul speaks to the Thessalonian audience. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and with the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with him, with the Lord. So here we see there are some exemption. There will be some people alive at the time of the Lord's return. So except them, every man that is born on this earth is going to pass through death. Death is a mysterious experience. We talk a lot about death. We teach a lot about death. But when we really face death, that is the time, you know, some of us will go through some difficulties, some trouble. It's a strange new experience. And then that experience sometimes will give us fear. But there is no one who can live forever. Abraham lived for 175 years, who was the friend of God, who was called the father of the faithful, but he passed away. Moses was a great leader of the people of Israel. He led the people from the bondage of Egypt, and then he passed away. David, a great warrior, a king, passed away. You can name, but everybody are going through death. But in the New Testament, there will be a few people who will be alive at the time of the Lord's return, and they will be transformed and caught up in the air to go to be with the Lord forever and ever. So we see now, what is death? The Bible clearly describes what death is. The medical terms may describe death differently, but sometimes what they say is, you know, it can be retrieved. Like when our computer goes wrong, and there are some methods that you can retrieve your data or bring your computer back to working. But sometimes, you know, when people die, you know, sometimes they said, you know, heart stopped functioning or his brain stopped functioning, but they'll do some procedure to bring it back. But that is not really death. The Bible clearly speaks about the death. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, "And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." We are created in the image of God, and God is spirit, and we all have spirits. The body that is, we are able to see each other, and this has been formed from the earth. But the real man which is inside is made in the image of God. That is not going to die. But when that departs from this body, there is no science in this world can bring it back and put it. Only the power of God can do it. So, the Bible clearly explains what is death. The departure of the soul from the body, and the body is dead. And the death is for the body, the physical body, but not for the spirit. Because God is eternal. He made us to be the eternal beings. So our souls are going to be eternal in one place or the other. But Jesus, when he came to this world, he talked to the people of his day in Luke chapter 16 about Lazarus and the rich man. The poor Lazarus died and rich man died and was buried. And then when they both were dead, you know, their souls were in two different places. One is called Hades, and the other one is called the place of torment, where the rich man was being tormented. Raise up his hands, look at Abraham, and ask Abraham to help him out. And then he also recognized the Lazarus there. So what we see here is, a man is going to die, and after he dies, his spirit is going to a state or a place called Hades, or in the Old Testament it called Sheol. We read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, "For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. So we see the wicked angels are bound in chains, and which they are kept in under darkness. That is the place called a torment. So what we see here clearly is this. What man can live forever and never see death? Nobody, except those who are alive in the day of the Lord. But who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? So that's what we are trying to look into this. In order to answer these questions, we are seeing where a man's soul will be after he departs from this earth. In Luke chapter 23, verses 22 and 43, Jesus was speaking to the thief on the cross. And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So this is another place called paradise within the Hades, a place of rest, where Abraham was, where the poor Lazarus was, and where Jesus said to this thief on the cross that he will be with him in paradise. So now we read Isaiah chapter. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. "Therefore, my people go into exile for the lack of knowledge. Their honored men go hungry, and their multitude is parched with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure. In the nobility of Jerusalem and her multitudes will go down. Her revels and he who exalts in her." What Isaiah is telling is, in those people, that God was punishing the people of Israel, and they were having no knowledge of God and his plans and his word. Therefore, they continued to be lost, and they're going into exile. And then he says, you know, many people are dying. Therefore, the Sheol has opened his mouth widely and ready to swallow all those who are dead people. So people are dying, and Sheol has opened his mouth and swallowing the dead people. And at this time, the psalmist is asking, who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? We read there is one way in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 24. The proverb writer is showing some light. Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? It is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 24. The path of life leads upon for the prudent, upwards for the prudent, that he may turn away from Sheol beneath. See, the proverb writer is saying the wise man will lift his eyes towards upward, and he will walk in the way that leads to life, and then he will be worrying about the Sheol, and then he wanted to escape his soul from there. So therefore, there is a way that a prudent man, a wise man can walk. So a wise man can seek a way of life and walk in it so that he will not be a part of the Sheol. That means where the people are in great pain and anguish. When Jesus said that thou shalt be with me in paradise today, he also went to Sheol, or he also went to Hades, a place or a state called paradise, in order to provide all people who are suffering, who are having the fear of death, to provide a way that they do not have to fear death or going to the Hades. That we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 31. He foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. So when Jesus went to Hades, when he rose again from the dead, that he has provided a way for each one of us to go to the Father. Therefore, he said in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. So, dear brethren, what we are seeing now is trying to answer from the scriptures the two questions psalmist asked. The first question is, who can live forever and see no death? No one. But is there anyone who can save his soul from the Sheol, not going to the place of torment, not going to be to the place where he bound the angels, sinned angels, wicked people? No, there is a way. The way is provided by the Lord. And therefore he said, I am the way that you can come to the Father without fear of death. So what we see here is that way. What is that way? What is that way? He said, I am the way. What does it mean, people, when Jesus said, I am the way? There are many people in this world, many denominational people, they quote this word, they use this word abundantly, but they do not understand what it means, the way. What is the way? How can you describe this way? This is the church of Christ. That is only the way. If anyone in this audience who are not belongs to the Lord's church, it doesn't, I don't want to hurt you, but I want you to think about that there is only one way, and that way, that is only the way that can lead us to the Father. The Hebrew writer describes this in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 23, that Jesus has consecrated a way, which is called the new way, which he has done through the flesh of his body, with his flesh. I'm not reading it, I'm quoting it. I hope that you understand what Hebrew writer says in Hebrews chapter 10. That is, you know, he has consecrated a way, that only the way that can lead to death. So if you are in this way, that you are not going to, you can deliver your soul from the Sheol. Let us see a couple more verses to make this point clear. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. And the living one, I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. So here is our Lord who died and raised again from the death victoriously. Now speaking to John, saying that I have the keys of death and Hades. So he is the one who is providing us a way. And when he was alive, he talked to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The gates of Hades shall not prevail against what? Against the church that Jesus was going to build. So therefore, what I am trying to say is, the answer to the psalmist's question, who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol, is the man, the woman who is in the Lord. The man and woman who is on this way. The man and woman who is in the church of Lord Jesus. Who is in the church where Christ is the head of this church. This is only the way that can take us to go to the Father, that you can be free. Therefore, when people die, they have no fear. I was told, Ram Nayak, whom you have supported, and who was a faithful man and the faithful servant of the Lord, and he laid on his bed with the cancer, and he was going to die. And Somla Nayak and his children, what they said was, he was lying down flat on the bed, and then he said, you know, he just lifted up his two arms as if someone is lifting up, taking. And then he rose half of the way and fell back. So he knew that he was going to die. And then he was not afraid, because he knew where exactly he was going. So this is what should encourage us to find this way, and then to be in this way, and to continue in this way. So therefore, is there anyone who can save his soul from the power of Sheol, Hades? Certainly he can do, but who is in the Lord's church? Because he is the head of the church, and we are the body. Then we are cleansed every day when we confess our sins. We are made holy, and then the Holy Lord, when he comes, he will take us to be with him. If you are dead, you are blessed, because you will rise, and then he will take us to be with him forever and ever. But sometimes what happens is, people take it for granted. Just to be a member of the Lord's church is not enough. You have to be the member of the Lord's church for sure, and then you have to continue to be faithful and active member of the Lord's church. Because just having the name or just being a member of the Lord's church is not going to do much. But you have to crucify your flesh. As Paul speaks in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." So when you are in the Lord's church, you have to crucify your flesh. Do not live for yourself anymore, but we have to live for Christ, who bought us with his blood. And also, we have to maintain our purity. We have to maintain our purity by walking with God, being with the saints. Each time we come together, we are encouraged, and the Lord's message is taught. With this message, we can look into our hearts and see if anything is wrong with us, within us, and there is an opportunity for us to correct, make our life right with God. And this is the opportunity is given to the people. As John speaks in 1 John chapter 1, verses 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful, and he will cleanse us from all our filthiness, and all our iniquities are forgiven." So, and unfortunately, those who read the Bible misquote this scripture, and they say the scripture is for alien sinners, but it is not. If we read carefully, John is speaking about the saints, because he includes himself. Therefore, dear brethren, this scripture, confessing our sins will make us right, doesn't apply to the alien sinner, but it applies to the one who is already in the in his body, who is already a member of the Lord's church. So this will give us a continuity of maintaining our purity and relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ, and you can be assured that you don't have to fear either death or fear either going to into Sheol. I'll read a couple more verses and bring this lesson into close. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. In order to be in the Lord's church active, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So, when you are living in this earth, doing our fulfilling our responsibilities, doing our jobs, doing our businesses, whatever we have, but still we can be faithful, and then we have to look above or forward. As a proverb writer said that, you know, he will look upwards and walk in the way of life to escape the Sheol beneath. So let us look up to Christ, where he is sitting on the right hand of God, and focus our attention there and live our lives upon this earth. So in order to escape Sheol, you have to be in the Lord's church, and you have to be an active member. You have to continue your spiritual journey looking above to this, to Christ, and continue our life. So if you are anyone in this audience have never obeyed the gospel, or if you are in this audience have never been in the Lord's church, and I encourage you to think about these words. And if you have any questions on the things that I have said, there are brethren here, the preachers here, who will discuss with you in detail and explain the way, the only way that the Lord has provided for us, that you can be assured of your life, death, and the place where you are going to be, or state where you are going to be. If you have not done that, I encourage you to do this. And if you are a member of the Lord's church and still living in sin, it's time for you to think about to cleanse yourself and make your life right with God. If anyone is subject to the gospel, please come forward as we stand and sing.